All right, Alexander, let's do an update on Julian Assange, and we now have the verdict on bail. It's been denied. This is terrible news, big surprise as well. I think we were all thinking and hoping that he would be let free, but obviously he's not going to be let free, and he's going to stay in maximum security, from what I understand. So what happened here? Did the U.S. make a phone call? Is the plan to keep him there indefinitely in a sort of limbo? What's going on?
Well, I should say, first of all, that I disagree completely with this decision. And I also agree with what the Assange's lawyer, Edward Fitzgerald QC, said to the judge, which is that the decision is illogical. And I think in any other case, except this one, it would have been expected that after winning the case on Monday, Assange would be freed today. One doesn't expect a person to remain in detention pending the outcome of an appeal, especially an appeal which the Justice Department, or at least the investigator who's been driving this case in the United States, apparently said yesterday the Biden administration might not want to pursue. And where, of course, there's speculation that Donald Trump might now pass a pardon. But I think two things may have weighed heavily with the judge. And the first one, which I was concerned about right away, was this extraordinary statement by the president of Mexico, Mr. López Obrador, on Monday, which is that Mexico was prepared to offer Assange asylum. In fact, he went much further than that. He actually said that he was instructing his foreign ministry to make arrangements to provide Assange with asylum, which, of course, conjured up memories immediately of what happened with Ecuador. And the US government's lawyers in the hearing this morning absolutely ran with that. They were saying, you know, that there's real dangers that the whole Ecuador situation would repeat again, and that he'd make a dash for the Mexican embassy and all those things. So I think that was an extraordinarily foolish statement by the Mexican president. And it led directly to the judge talking about Assange's huge support networks, and that he could again choose to go to ground. Those are all comments from her decision, by the way. So that has to be a real problem. She also, by the way, referred to the way in which Assange had helped Snowden stay away from the US. So I think the Mexican intervention was foolish and unwise. I mean, it may have had, it might have been sensible in terms of Mexican politics, but it hasn't helped Assange at all. In fact, it's done him real harm this morning. And the other thing where I'm going to say something about the Assange's own lawyers, I think they made a huge play about the amount of disease in Belmarsh. I'm, again, choosing my words very carefully, despite the fact that the judge had previously rejected bail on that ground. And I thought that was extremely unwise, given the judge's previous refusal to revisit that issue, especially as it turned out that their statistics about it were wrong. So I think the defense made a mistake on that ground. And I think the Mexican president's comments didn't really help. So, and of course, we have a judge who's been very nervous about letting him out. Well, I'm nervous is an understatement, hostile to Assange being released at all. So the result is we now have an illogical decision. I would have thought it could be challenged in the High Court. I think when this case goes for appeal, Assange's lawyers have the option, if they want to exercise it, of applying for bail to a High Court judge. We will see if they do that. At the moment, because there is no appeal, the High Court is not seized in the issue. So we will see what happens. I understand that, contrary to what some reports are saying, the time limit for the US government to appeal runs out on Monday. So we'll see what happens then.
All right. So you have a man who's been exonerated, has to stay in prison.
Exactly. I mean, it's completely illogical and entirely wrong.
Isn't it illegal? Doesn't it go against human rights?
Well, I think so. I mean, I don't know about illegal, but certainly I think it's illogical, and I think it does go against human rights. I mean, bear in mind that British law is very clear that people have a right to bail. I mean, given that he's been, the court has decided that he should not be sent to the United States, extradited to the United States, and given that there is no sentence, there is no British sentence for any crime, and given that he has already served a sentence for previously bail skipping, which is, by the way, not so unusual here, I think that the logic of this decision, utterly escapes me. I think it's completely wrong. So a bad decision by the judge, but unfortunately, one which certain unforced errors, both by the Mexican president and by Assange's own legal team, made, if not possible, at least likelier.
Right. And because Boris has put the whole of the UK in lockdown, no one can get onto the streets or do anything. Isn't that convenient? I mean, it's, and the Australian embassy, where are they? I mean, Morrison came out with a statement the other day. He says, yes, once this thing runs its course throughout the, yes, UK court system, then, of course, Assange is welcome to come back to Australia, in which case I'm sure that the Five Eyes will fabricate something against him. And it'll put him right back to where he started. So I doubt he's going to want to go back to Australia, even though it is Australia's absolute duty to protect their citizens. So where the hell is Australia in all this? I mean, it's, once again, I'm going to repeat my question. Mm-hmm. A man has been exonerated.
Yeah.
There's no crime that he's been, yeah, that they've said he's committed, but he, yeah, has to stay in maximum security prison. Well, make any sense.
What
kind of justice system is this?
Well, it doesn't make any kind of sense. So, I mean, I don't understand it. And I mean, I'm going to say, I hope that when this goes to the High Court, which it will in a short time, I hope that this will be overturned there, because I think this is obviously a wrong decision. And the High Court still has the power, I think, to put it right. By the way, I would add that there's also, again, the usual smears about Assange circulating in the British media this morning. I mean, there was an article in the Daily Mail which calls him a reckless narcissist and sexual predator, and repeats all the stories about him being a Russian, involved with the Russian state. WikiLeaks's collusion with hackers working for the Russian state to undermine the 2016 presidential election campaign, all that sort of stuff. It's all there coming out again in the British media this morning. So I'm afraid this business is far from over, and this decision shows it.
Right, the British media.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're the ones that protect Andrew and Epstein and all these guys, but
oh, absolutely.
They're the ones that are smearing Assange. Well, the British media.
Well, indeed, so. Okay. Well, indeed, absolutely right. So that's absolutely correct. So
the BBC, how many predators have they protected and shielded over the decades?
Well, indeed,
so. This is such an upside down clown world that we're living in. And yeah. Once again, the UK has absolutely zero right at this moment in time, zero right to bash any other country in the world for their lack of democracy or their lack of justice or their lack of God knows what. Zero right.
Well, absolutely. I mean, as you correctly said, it is completely illogical to say on Monday that he should be discharged and to say on Wednesday that he should be kept in detention. I mean, it's these comments were made by the same judge. I mean, it makes no sense, actually. But this is the decision for the moment. So I hope that when the appeal is filed, if it is filed, I mean, it's not absolutely certain yet that it will be, but assuming it is filed, then I would have thought that you can renew a bail application to the High Court. We will see what happens.
If it's not filed, then what happens? You just
If it's not filed and the deadline is released, then the right thing to do is to reapply to the judge, to Baritza, say it hasn't been filed. There's therefore no appeal, and he should be released immediately. And at that point, I think she has no option but to release him.
If she decides not to?
If she decides not to, then he appeals directly to the High Court. That could be done very fast, and I've no doubt that at that point, a High Court judge would order his release.
If they decide not to?
Well, if then it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. But
and?
I mean,
if they decide?
Then it goes to the European Court of Human Rights. I mean, it begins to become, by that point, completely surreal, because at that point, Assange would be held in detention despite the fact that there were no proceedings and no conviction. I mean, it would be an astonishing state of affairs. I don't believe, even in this extraordinary scenario, that would happen.
Okay, well, all right. So that's the update on Assange. Is there anything else?
No. As I said, we'll see what happens, because I'm not convinced there's going to be an appeal, but we'll see. And of course, there's always the possibility that there's going to be a pardon. So these are the things we've got from Donald Trump. So we'll see what happens over the next.
Can Boris Johnson intervene if he wanted to? Can he intervene?
Oh yes. It's extradition is a partly political decision. So it wouldn't be Boris Johnson, it would be, I think, the Home Secretary who would make a decision, who is the government minister, the relevant government minister. But he is a member of the British cabinet, and the cabinet is headed by Boris Johnson. So if Boris Johnson decided to bring this thing to an end, all he needed to do would be to speak to the relevant minister, and the government could simply say they're not prepared to extradite him to the US. I don't think there's a ghost of a chance of that happening.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. We'll leave it there. Alexander Berkers, thank you very much. Guys, hit that like, share this video out, and subscribe. Subscribe to us here. BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey. We're on all those platforms. Look for Alexander's channel. The link is in the description box down below. PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and Duran Shop. And we will leave it there on my end. Duran Shop.
We will indeed. I mean, very quickly, because we've got lots to do. But please do come and find us on our other platforms. Support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, and PayPal. And please remember to come to our shop, where we've got great things, amazing magic mugs, brilliant T-shirts, superb sweatshirts like the one I'm wearing now with the flag of Scotland, hats like this one with the Union Jack on them, and hoodies too, and other great things. And you support us by coming to our shop, and you also support us by coming to our programs and finding us on our other platforms. So please come to our next program, and see you soon.
All right, Alexander Berkers, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.